Hey everybody, this is the Super Budget Brothers. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Chris.
And this week we played Serious Sam: The Random Encounter. Now what we do every other week is we choose a cheap game because we're both poor. We play through it, we make sure it's a good one for you, and if it's not, we'll tell you. We're going to go ahead and talk about the game, give some pluses and minuses, rate it at the end, and then the second half we just BS about whatever we've been doing. So, Random Encounter. What did you think about this one, Chris?
Actually, you're gonna go first on this one. I
Oh,
want to see what you think first.
really? All right. So you're
Yep.
throwing it. Okay. All right. Well, Random Encounter. I was really pumped for this one because it's basically an action-oriented JRPG using the Serious Sam IP. Basically, what it is they took Serious Sam, they put him in a little top-down world. You have this cute little Sam, and you walk around, and you get in random battles. Pretty much every, what, three or four spaces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To say it's pretty frequent.
Yeah, and then they have a little chatter. It's true to the Serious Sam kind of tongue-in-cheek humor, which is basically Serious Sam is, in case you don't know for some reason, he is a mockery of Duke Nukem, which is funny because the creators of Duke Nukem, especially the new one, which had some terrible stuff in it, say, "Oh no, Duke Nukem is a parody of," and they never really say what it is. It's Duke Nukem is a misogynistic jerk who spouts one-liners ripped from movies out of context to try to sound cool. It's bad. Serious Sam realizes it's goofy, but has a really fun time without being apologetic. So
Yes.
it's a really testosterone-fueled guy. So it's fun. Good times. Now, this game puts him in a JRPG, but not in the traditional sense. The main aspect, of course, is the battle system, where you have your guy, and they're on the left side of, or the right side of the screen, excuse me. And then there's a crap load of baddies on the left side. And in true Serious Sam form, where in the first person shooters, you run backwards and circle strafe and blow the crap out of millions of guys. In this one, you're constantly running backwards, just which doesn't affect the gameplay too much. I mean, it's
No.
basically you're standing there and the guys will slowly run, quote unquote, faster to get closer to you, while
Yes.
you're constantly shooting. Now, that sounds like an odd vertical scrolling shooter. The difference is every 5 seconds you can give your people commands. You can have up to three different Sams. They call them Sams, but one is Serious Sam.
Yes.
And they can have different weapons that you pick up throughout the game. You can tell them some guns, you tell them which way to point when they shoot. Some guns, like the shotgun, you tell
Have
how
a
the radius, I guess. So
yes,
how far
yes.
away is an enemy before you start unloading on them? And so you set up your commands, and as the 5 seconds are running, you'll see your guys start shooting their guns, the bad guys are running towards you and sometimes shooting objects, and you can move up and down to dodge or get a better angle with your gun. Then at the end of
Yeah,
the, right? In
in
theory.
theory.
Well, we'll get there. At the end of the 5 seconds, it goes back to a menu, and you can choose to swap your gun. You can choose to just shoot again, which aim, you go into your aiming again. If you swap a gun, it takes about 2 seconds to switch, 2 or 3 seconds. So you lose some firepower as you change. You also pick up random items, which are kind of fun. We'll talk about those a little later. And then you try to get through the game. And that's about it. So it's really based around the battle system. That's its main draw. So,
Yes.
all right. So now that we've got the basics out of the way, you know what it is. It's $5 on Steam. We'll let you know what we thought, if it was worth $5 or not at the end here. So, do you want me to start with my opinion, or do you want to start going?
There's a few things I wanna point out first.
Sure, shoot.
This game is very short.
Yes.
I actually didn't finish it, and we'll get into that later.
Okay.
But I looked it up. And it's a very, very short game. I was on the last level. And it is very, very repetitive, I found.
Yes.
I mean, it's the same battle system, and yeah, they throw in different guys into the battle system, but there's realistically about, would you say, 10 different guys that run at you in their swarms, 10, 12, something like that.
10 sounds fair. Yeah, I would
Yeah.
say excluding bosses.
Yes, there weren't a whole lot. And so that to me, just straight off the bat, it was easy to learn. I'll give it that. It was very simple, very easy to pick up, and pretty. It explained things pretty well and very quickly. But at the same time, you feel like you learned the entire game in a whole of 2 minutes.
Yes.
Did you feel that? Okay.
Yeah, it was I wouldn't say even easy to pick up, but you grasped the core mechanics pretty quick.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, why not? I'll just start going.
All right.
Okay, so as far as the weapon selection, I thought the weapon selection was pretty cool. That they did use a bunch of different, different styles of weapons, and they all had different kinds of targeting reticles and things like that to help you get through whatever you're fighting.
All of which were in previous Serious Sam games. Let me just point that out.
Yes, yes. So, of course, sticking true to, Serious Sam itself. But I don't know. I felt like some of the guns were, I want to say, completely useless.
Okay. Which ones? We can go into a little bit. People, just so you know, we love you listeners. This one's going to have minor spoilers because the game is so short. We have to tell you something about it.
Yes.
So we're not going to give away the ending, what the last boss is. We may give you a few tips, but you're going to hear some stuff that if you really don't want to hear anything about this game, zoom into about half an hour or so and get our
rating,
or just look on the website, expand it a little bit, and you can see our ratings and a couple of pros and cons. So let's go ahead. So spoilers ahoy.
All right. So there's this laser gun that pushes people back. Did you ever use that one?
Yes.
Okay. I found it was useful in very, very, very special circumstances.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know. I felt like all of the guns would have been exponentially more useful had they allowed you to somehow control where you're shooting during the 5 seconds.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It just seemed like the 5 seconds was almost too long of an increment, especially because, and you have a brief, as the screen scrolls from far left to the far right, right before the fight, you get to see the whole horde of guys that you're going to be fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can kind of spec out a little bit, okay, I know this works well on this guy, yada, 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 going through.
Right.
But in 5 seconds, like within the first 5 seconds, usually you will have a lot of that horde of people point blank at the end of your first set of 5 seconds from the way the left edge of the screen.
See, I didn't have that quickly. Maybe by the end of the second round, you definitely had someone hitting you. But I think there was a little buffer.
Okay. Because what I always saw was...
Yeah, I'll actually lead into something off of that in a second here.
Okay, cool. Well, I guess it was a few units is what I meant to say. A few types of units would hit you within the first 5 seconds, like those bowls.
Yep.
You know, the charger things, they hit you all the time, and the underwater, like, squid guys with the spears.
Yes.
You know, and then, to be honest, just to throw it out there, I found this game incredibly difficult.
Yes. It is a... It is, I believe, an artificially hard game. But
yes.
Well, let's go back really quick. One major issue I had with the game, and let me just make this clear right now, I like this game. I'm just going to say that kind of as a cover for my looking down on it, is that I still enjoyed this game. But I think that the the inability to go into a menu and use items or switch weapons before the next battle was a terrible decision.
Yes.
Because you have, in the game, you're in your round, I guess, your battle, and you choose your guns, you got it all set up. This is great for this team of guys you're fighting. You hose them all, that's fantastic. You get to the next one, and there's a huge fat guy and a couple of medium fat guys, and no fast guys. So you have the completely wrong weapons. You waste, half of an entire turn swapping to the correct weapons. And in this game, a couple of seconds can totally screw you over badly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that sucked. Yeah, that was very poor design choice. And I feel most of the problems we're going to have are honestly... I don't want to say it's poor design... But it seems almost lazy. It seems like it wasn't quite finished. Did you get that feeling? Okay. It's not there.
Yeah. It felt like half a game, to be honest.
Yes.
There was a lot of really easy things that they could have done to make it exponentially better. but they didn't. And it's not even that they tried and failed. It's that they didn't even try. Like, there was no in-game menu at all. Like you were saying, to sort weapons or, you know, use items, even check statuses, like how healthy your guys were or anything. There was nothing of the sort that I could find anyways.
Uh-huh.
And just, yeah, there were things all over that you saw. You were kind of thinking, well, I don't see why. Like, for instance, those bulls that I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. you know, how do you kill them?
Shotguns, and then you dodge them.
Yes. Okay. At the end of the game, when there's 20 of them running at you in the first 5 seconds, how do you kill them?
Cannon. That's about it.
Yeah, well, you can't use your cannon in the first 5 seconds, though.
Yes, you're right.
Stuff like that where it's...
I think
it's...
that leads to a bigger point, though, that this game didn't think it through well enough to give you a way out.
Yes.
It's not like a bullet hell game where you can say, I know there is at least one pixel of safety here, I'm going to run mm-hmm. to it. There's yeah. none of that. It's completely randomized bullet patterns from enemies, completely randomized charging patterns from the head-on guys, and sometimes they just screw you. You can't yeah. win some maps, which is incredibly frustrating.
Yes.
I agree.
And I mean, granted, the game does give you 3 lives, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you get gamed over, then you start over at that level, that place, you know, that you were at.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, that's what it felt like sometimes. I had times when it was just a ton of bulls or a ton of shooters. And that's the other thing. The dodging mechanic, it was kind of cool. You know, you could slide up and down and you could dodge somewhat.
Uh-huh.
But even a few levels in, there were so many... you know, yellow balls
things.
Of lightning or crap flying at you. It was a solid wall. There was no point in trying to dodge anything. And like, I don't know, I felt like either they needed to slim down how many projectiles and fast units there were, you know, just cut it down a bit, or make your health harder to take down, essentially.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I remember you get hit by like 2 of those bowls, and that's 100% uh-huh. of your life.
Right.
Like, that's ridiculous, especially when there's 20 of them running at you. You know, there's only so much you can do.
And the solution I came up with is actually, I wish they gave you more mobility. I wish the attack screen was a little taller. Because you start out with one guy. This is minor spoiler. You start out with one guy, mm-hmm. you get 2 guys, and then the max you get is 3 guys. And when you have 3, you can barely move. There's not much room at all to dodge. And if you dodge for 1 guy, another guy's walking into a different bullet. Which again leads back to no pattern you can dodge. You know, sometimes there are undodgeable patterns. Which I understand a little bit, but I would often just let one of my end guys die so I could have more mobility. Like, I would sacrifice one of my teammates so I wouldn't get completely screwed over by the game. Which shouldn't happen.
Absolutely. And likewise, I found I played best when I only had 1 person left.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and again, moving on actually from 1 person left to getting everybody back, there were items that you could pick up in the game, for those who are listening, the consumables, I guess you'd say, or in battle uses.
Uh-huh.
There was like a heal all, a heal 1 person, give everybody armor, deal damage to all enemy units, speed up your guys, but basically slow them down.
Yeah.
Chargers. There was one that made you deal extra damage, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
However, to use any of those, it would take your guy's entire 5 seconds.
Right.
So most of the time, I would, you know, have 1 guy left at low health or even high health. I'd use a revive, it'd bring the other 2 up, and they'd be dead by the end of the 5 seconds.
Yes, that was a bad move.
Yeah, it was just, they should have made them instantaneous, I feel like. And that was the other thing, is some of them actually went off as soon as the 5 seconds started. And some of them took, like, 3 seconds of channeling or something like that before they actually went off.
Yeah, which was weird. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah. And it felt like, again, they didn't really go the extra mile. They didn't almost think it through, you know? And I hesitate to say that, like you were saying earlier. But I don't know. There were a lot of flaws.
Well, and now let me get to a little of the positives. What I liked about the game, though.
Mm-hmm.
A, for a quote-unquote JRPG... I liked it because I didn't have to sit and stare at a menu and then watch my guys do the cool stuff. I was interacting with it. I was shooting the guys. I was moving around. That was a lot more fun for me than, you know, take a kid with big spiky hair, use big sword 2, with the, you know, Firugu Sagabada on enemy 3 that is just a recolor of a past enemy. Like, I don't like that at all. It's just, again, I understand it. I respect it. Not my type of game.
Gotcha.
So, me being able to actually interact in the fight, me having something to do in the fight, I liked it a lot more. So, to be in theory, I like this game a lot more than standard RPGs. I think the idea was sound.
Yes. Yeah, I think the idea was very solid, like you said. But again, I don't see, and you said right off the bat, you said, you know, I really like this game. I want to say that. Because there was a part of me that did enjoy, you know, playing through some of it, you know, especially the earlier levels. And there were a few things, you know, I was like, oh, that was pretty witty of them.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But I don't know. There was just so much more, so much easily lost potential.
Yes.
And it just, it was tiresome. Like I said, I never beat it. And it wasn't for lack of trying. Like, I got gamed over on the last level probably 9 or 10 times.
Yeah.
I just, you know, and I kept getting those situations where there was nothing I could do.
Well, and now, did you play through it multiple times, though? Did you restart and go to the same point again?
Oh, no, I got sick of it.
Oh.
I was just like, that's ridiculous.
Well, so you know, this is a little thing that I didn't like, and kind of do like in a way. It has a slight roguelike to it in the fact that you sometimes pick up different weapons randomly.
Oh,
so
okay.
The time I did beat the game, there's a game or a gun called the cannon, which is a classic in Serious Sam. But in this one, you charge it for a 5 second turn, a full 5 second turn. Your guy does not shoot. And then the next one, he shoots a huge, it looks like a fireball in this game. It's a huge fireball. Wham! And just takes out a crap load of people.
Everything.
Yeah, in this huge swipe. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I picked up two of them.
Oh.
So I had my middle guy with a shotgun, and his radius was just outside the guys, my outside guys. So he could protect them. Whenever someone got close, he would fill them full of lead.
Yeah.
And then I would wait a turn, and then these guys would just wham and take out 90% of the screen. It was amazing.
Jeez.
But I got to the end guy before I started my battle, and the game froze on the game over screen.
Oh.
Did you have any bugs with this game?
I had a couple of minor bugs where I guess if I clicked too fast almost, you know, I was just trying to get through, you know, all my guns were set where I wanted. I didn't want to change anything, so I just hit ZZZ. Oh, by the way, this game is controlled by Z as accept and X is cancel, kind of, and then the arrows. That's the entire control scheme.
Right.
But where I just push ZZZ to get through the menus, and by the end, I guess had I slowed down, and there were several times where I could change it.
Yeah.
Every so often, it would just swap all my guns. Like, all my people would start pulling out revolvers and a shotgun and a rocket launcher instead of keeping their two mini guns and a grenade launcher.
Well, and I know exactly what that is, because I ran into it, too. This is something kind of odd. If you're holding down at the end of the 5 seconds for your fight, then it is natural, because you're saying, I just want to keep my weapons. I want them to keep shooting the exact same spot. Z, 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 fly through it all. The issue is you're holding down, and it registers a down push. So it pushes you down to swap, you hit Z to swap, Z to choose a different weapon, Z to shoot it, and then it screws everything up. So, yeah, people, if you do get this game, which I know it looks bleak right now, but don't worry, we're not done yet. If you do want to get this game, just be careful of that. I did run into the game over glitch, bugged me. Sometimes the music would glitch out for me, just randomly stop for a couple of fights.
I've had that.
Which, and let me just point out the music, though, not bad, not amazing. I thought it was fitting. It was fun. But
yeah, it was just kind of average, to be honest.
Yeah, it was there. It was background music.
Yeah.
Like I do with a lot of these games, we do cheap games, which are kind of quote-unquote time wasters, but pretty much every video game is. and so I would turn on the podcast or turn on my own music and eventually just said, kind of forget the music. So. Yeah. It wasn't good enough to keep listening to. It wasn't bad, though. I wouldn't say it was bad music. Just so you know, the short nature of this, I think, is because these are same guys that made Super Crate Box.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's the same makers. Guys, if you don't know Super Crate Box, go to, I think it's supercratebox.com. Just do a Google search for it. Free game. It's made by the same people. It's a one screen, much smaller, simpler game. That game is a blast.
Yes.
And you can, and once you know that, can you see kind of the not similarity,
yes,
the influences?
As soon as you mentioned, oh, it's by the same guys, that makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because Super Crate Box, pretty polished for what it is.
Yeah.
It's a simple game, there's not a lot to it, but they did it well. I think in this one they were trying for a broader scope, and it just didn't work. Like, it just wasn't there. They're not ready for a full game, which is is sad, because I like Super Crate Box. I love that game. This game, I still like it. I want to like it. And I think I do, but I'm very apologetic. I'm very forgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of a couple of other things to redeem it here, which sounds bad, but okay, let's go. How about the awesome pace of the first freaking map? So the screens are like Zelda. It's not Zelda as in connected, but you can see the entire place on your screen. It doesn't scroll.
Yes.
And there's a start and an exit. Well, it may scroll a little bit. Some of them do. But
yeah, not much, though.
No. And so you see your guy. You see the grid. There's no fog of war or anything. You go through it, and it makes some snide jokes about puzzles, where there's one where you have to pick up a key and put it in the door. And he goes, oh, man, I hate puzzles. And of course, I'm not doing it justice, but it's actually pretty fun. So he goes through that. You pick up guns in chests when you go over them. Another thing, you don't need to push a button to open a chest, so don't do that.
Yes.
Which is for explained. So I was constantly hitting Z and wondering why I wasn't getting anything. It's because the chest was empty, so I wasted 2 minutes of my life. but the first screen, let's go over what happens in the first screen, okay? You start with a revolver. You run into your first fight, and I think your first move, and you kill a bunch of little guys. It teaches you the basics of using a gun.
Yes.
And the battle system. Your second move, you pick up a shotgun. And then it teaches you how to swap weapons, how to use a shotgun, and you start annihilating people. You go pick up a minigun, and then you get a partner, and then you fight a boss. All on the first screen. And it's and it's not just a pansy boss. Like, that was a decent boss. Like, it was a legit boss.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, granted, he was pretty easy. You know, obviously a first boss, but you're right. He was a boss. It was a boss fight, for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't just a bigger guy. It was a boss. So, so that was pretty awesome, and I think that's what got me so psyched up for this game, is I'm looking over my notes here on my little piece of paper, which I don't know why I don't type this up, but so right away I have all this positive stuff because I was writing when I first started the game. As I go on, the shiny veneer dulls a little bit. I start seeing the flaws. I start hitting a couple of glitches. Start figuring out kind of the hokey things of the game, and it goes a little downhill from there. But I have to say, I think it was worth my $5.
Okay.
It was. I would not pay more for this game.
Okay. Yes.
I would pay $5.
All right. All right. Cool.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's. I can agree with that. And like you said, I wouldn't pay more. Maybe if they polished it and they added everything that we've been talking about, and there's, you know, they worked on it, then yeah, I could see this being, you know, a easily $10 game. But I'm with you. Like, if $5, I felt like I played $5 worth of this game, and enjoyed $5 worth. You know, it wasn't bad, but it really wasn't very good.
Fair
to be honest.
Yeah. And let me just touch the last few things here. Is when we say short, this is a short game, guys. I polished it off in about an hour and 20 minutes. And on Steam right now, it says I played 3 hours, which is not perfectly accurate. Steam times are a little off. But about 3 hours. But I enjoyed those 3 hours. So it wasn't bad, but it is extremely short. Now, when you beat the game, though, you get what's called Endless Mode, which I played a couple of times. Did you try that?
No, I never got to
it. Oh,
because
you have to beat the game. Right.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. You have to beat the game, to be honest. I wish this, maybe when you beat the second screen or something, it would do this. But because of the suddenly ramping difficulty, it got pretty darn hard. Like, it's a ridiculous game at the end.
I'm not, you know, and I don't want to sound like I wimped out or anything. Like, I honestly feel a little bit cheated. You know, every time I played, I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. Because as soon as it would start, there'd be, you know, 50 shooters, and in front of them were 50 chargers. And there was nothing, like, by the time you killed the chargers, it was a solid wall of the back guy's shots at you.
Right.
Or if you, you know, tried to, like, make a hole in the top, you lose two guys. Like, there was no way to clear it except for that super bomb thing.
Right. Serious bomb.
Yeah, but even then, there weren't a whole lot of them. You know, you ran into a lot more crappy fights than you got bombs.
Yes, very true.
So.
Well, and so, endless mode, endless though, mode. It's, yeah. You start at the beginning of a straight line. There's a straight line, and halfway down, there's a door on, it looks like a timer, and you actually encounter it in the campaign that explains it. That okay. You hit a little bounce pad, which throws you to the beginning of this strip. So you mm-hmm. walk a space, and you get an encounter. You kill all those guys, and you're alone. You walk another space, you kill a bunch of guys. You walk the third space, and you get your partner. You walk another mm-hmm. one, kill guys, partner, kill guys, teleporter. And the teleporter throws you back to the beginning, and then you step forward, hit a bounce pad, and you go through it again. So okay. That's what endless mode is. It doesn't just keep throwing you into battles. It doesn't keep throwing guys into a battle. It's actually you take a battle, move, a battle, move, a battle, move.
Okay. Yep.
And the door, there's a chest behind it, and once you kill enough people, once you kill enough enemies, the door will open. So you still have to fight your way to the door again, but then you go in, you get the bonus, and then you move on. And you just kill as many waves as you can. Which...
Gotcha.
Honestly, kind of the funnest way to play this game, which is unfortunate that you have to beat the game to do it.
Yes.
Because it's all about the battle system. The battle system makes or breaks it. Guys, if you don't like how this sounds, do not buy this game. That is what the game is about. The story is practically non-existent. The humor is there, very, very light. There's not nearly as much dialogue as I wanted.
Yes.
Like, I found myself going, say something funny, like, make me laugh, and it's not there. But
there's all of, like, five dialogue sections in the game, and each one is maybe three sentences long. Like, there was not a whole lot of dialogue in this at all.
Now, and I do have to defend a little bit, every time there was dialogue, I kind of snickered.
Yes, absolutely. Like, it was good dialogue.
Yeah, it was very dead on for what
Serious
needed to be
Sam
said.
Feel.
Yeah, it was perfect, but... They didn't use it often enough. And I didn't want it to be worn out, but they lacked it. It was missing. So, endless mode, if you can get it, that's the best way to do it. It's $5 on Steam. Chris, what do you think of this one?
You know, this is a hard one to rate, because there was some that I really... I mean, part of it, I really had fun with it. But there were so many problems... You know, so many things that I didn't like about it, they kind of balance it out. And I want to give it a 5,
okay.
But I'm honestly not sure about it.
All right. You want me to go first?
So, yeah, you go.
I'm
you
giving
go.
It a
Let
6.
Me think.
I'm giving it a 6.
Okay.
I honestly wanted to give this one a 7, mm-hmm. But I honestly, our talking about it made me cut back a little bit. I love the gunplay. I thought it was really fun. Just a couple of hints for you guys if you're planning on getting this game. Minigun is probably one of the best weapons there is.
Yes.
Use that one to take out swaths of people. Shotgun, give it to your middle guy. Stretch your radius just to cover your guys, and then he will help protect them a ton. And then give your third guy either the rocket launcher, which is pretty good for huge guys, or like a cannon if you have it.
Yeah.
If all else fails, give him the laser rifle. Because it's a rapid fire and it slows people down. Once you get the shotgun, never use the pistol again. It's worthless. The shotgun is pretty much a direct upgrade. Forget the pistol.
Yes, absolutely. So you use the pistol for one fight in the game and then you never again.
Pretty much. Well, I made that mistake and went, oh yeah, this is kind of crap. I forgot about that. And then finally, do not use a grenade launcher. Because you have to aim it. It's like I don't know if you play tabletop games, but it's a pie template. You know, it's a little circle that you put somewhere on the map at the beginning, and then it takes a few seconds for him to launch it. So you have to, let me just make this clear, you have to guess where randomly moving enemies are going to be.
Yes,
so unless it's a boss, not worth it. If it is a boss, there are other guns.
Still not worth it.
Yeah. So avoid the grenade launcher. Other than that, I'm going to give it a 6. Want to give it a little higher because I enjoyed it. I did hit some game-breaking bugs and a little short. And it's way too difficult at the end.
Yes.
You have to spam items to win. So
yeah.
Yeah. So I give it a 6.
All right. I think overall I'm gonna stick it at a 5.
Okay.
Like you said, it has redeeming qualities, not enough to, well, I guess it is enough to make up for all it lacks, and it just ends up kind of average for me. Like it was okay. Like I had fun. It was worth $5. I'm ready to move on to whatever's next.
Okay. So overall, Chris gives it a 5. I give it a 6. Super Budget Brothers gives it a 5.5. Now, that's just above average, barely above average. But we both agree it's worth $5, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
So if you like the battle system, you think it sounds cool, get it. I would recommend actually watching a video first.
Yes.
Go on YouTube, look at a video of a battle. If that looks cool, get it. If not, stay far away. That's all this game is. Other than that, I think one thing we brought up that I'd like to reiterate real quick, Super Crate Box. That's Super Crate, C-R-A-T-E, as in a box. So it's Super Crate Box. It's a free game made by the same people a while ago, and it's really darn fun. So I would recommend getting that too. It's free. Get it. So next week we're going to be playing Pineapple Smash Crew, which looks pretty awesome. It's $10 on Steam, so it's a little more expensive. This one did win a couple of indie awards, so this is one of our higher-rated, more well-known, I guess, quote-unquote there, games we're going to be playing. Again, that's Pineapple Smash Crew. And Chris, you're going to be gone for the next recording session, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going on a ballroom dance tour, so I won't be here. But Cam, the brother between me and Nate, for the listeners, will be taking my spot and playing Pineapple Smash Crew and talking about it in my stead. So,
yeah, so and that's the first time one of us is going to be gone for an episode, and the first time we're going to have someone else on the episode. So it's going to be kind of interesting. We're trying to keep it in the family for now. So still another brother.
Yes. Well, I mean, at the same time, though, this is a really good game to do it on because it looks really fun and kind of down Cam's alley. So
I'm kind of pumped for this because I love Pineapple and I like Smash TV. So
yes,
Pineapple Smash Crew sounds amazing. And they're adorable. They're little wedges of pineapple in spacesuits. So I'm totally ready for this. But so again, people, Pineapple Smash Crew, $10 on Steam. Go ahead and get it if you want to play along and then come back and hear our judgment. Or if you want to wait for our judgment, wait a couple of weeks. We're going to be playing it with me, and then we're going to guest host Cameron here. You can find us at superbudgetbrothers.com. You can email us at fans@superbudgetbrothers.com. You can follow us on Twitter. It's @supbudbros. That's S-U-P-B-U-D-B-R-O-S. And get in contact with us. We love hearing from you. A lot. Like a whole lot. Other than that, that's about it. You ready to take our break?
I think so. I think I'm good.
Take a stretch, get a massage, maybe eat some pizza or something. So, all right, let's go ahead and take a break. Let's have that awesome music kick in for a few seconds, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. My break didn't quite go as well as I thought it would.
Massages?
No, and, you know, not at all.
Dang, dude. What the heck?
That's all right. I'll go sit in a massage chair afterwards, so I'll live.
Fair enough.
But,
fair enough. Mine, on the other hand, went awesome.
What?
Yep, awesome. I, as I, you know, explained a little bit, I'm now a yellow belt in jiu-jitsu, so.
Bravo.
Go team.
Good Woo-hoo. Man, good man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, so now that you're more dangerous, say we talk about what games we played this past couple of weeks.
Deal. You go first.
You want me to go
first? I'm just feeling like having you go first on everything today. So just go. You're good.
All right. Yeah. Wow. I feel so privileged. So, well, let's get the obvious ones out of the way. Binding of Isaac. I played a few rounds of that, and I beat it with another character, the full ending. So I have, I think, 2 or 3 more to beat it with, and then I have to beat significant portions of the game without getting hit at all, which. Yeah. That's going to take a while. Yeah. But I still love that game. It, it's a little odd because it has some kind of, even though it's cartoony and cute, it has the same artist as Super Meat Boy.
Oh.
Some of it's kind of disturbing. Like, it's kind of, okay. But it's really good. So I've been playing that, as I usually do when I listen to podcasts or anything of that nature. So that's been fun. I have been playing Dead Space 2 a little bit.
Yes.
I actually got,
talked a little bit about that last week.
Yeah, I got Amy to watch it with me, or watch me play it. And she agreed with me that you start a little overpowered.
Yeah.
You know, you start the game and you're in a straitjacket running away from guys. That's about it. Then from there, you directly learn to pick up poles telekinetically and shoot them through people. And then you get your plasma cutter to chop off limbs pretty quick. So, yeah, so immediately you are not defenseless anymore. So it's a decent action game. The camera bugs me for some reason. It's third person and it's kind of over his right shoulder.
Okay.
Which is a common thing. I mean, I've played it in the Army of Two games. It's in Gears of War. It's a fairly common thing nowadays. It's a normal camera. I don't know if it's too close to him or just the angle, but it feels off. Like, he almost takes up too much of the screen. Which I'm not crazy about. The game's good. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I just don't. Something bugs me about it. I don't know what yet. So
It'll come to you.
Oh yeah. So I'll get there eventually. We played some Skylanders. We have two of the bonus level things. So we've got a pirate ship and then like a crypt thing.
Okay.
And so the crypt one's pretty cool. Like you transfer between the dead world and the real world or something like that.
Yeah.
And her and I are both pretty kind of gothic people. You know, we like the darker aesthetic of everything. We have a poster that spells out love with weaponry. Like that's sitting on our wall above our kitchen table. So that's, you know, we have the darker kind of tongue-in-cheek humor about it. So we like that kind of stuff. So so she's got this little figurine that is adorable. It's this little crypt with a skull on top. And it's cute. And the level is pretty darn good. It's one of my favorite levels in the game. So
right on.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. And then the pirate ship one, they missed the ball on that one. The level itself was fun. It was okay. It was fairly standard.
Okay.
And it was weird that this is add-on, you know, quote-unquote DLC.
Yes.
Because I guess it's not DLC. It's like purchase toy C.
Place on portal C.
Yeah, the POC.
Yeah.
So it's a POCC.
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so you get this little... pirate ship, but there was already a pirate ship level earlier in the game. Like,
that's what I thought. I was going to say, when I was over at your place playing, I thought we played through a pirate level.
Yeah, we did. So,
okay.
Yeah, cool. That's already a thing. But it wasn't bad, except they totally slowed the game down because every 2 minutes, they have you play a memory matching card game. Like, you'll talk to these big gruff, they look like werewolf pirates, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to beat the crap out of this guy. And then he goes, let's play us a game of cards. I've never lost with my iron deck. And you're like, oh, okay. So is this like Magic the Gathering? Is this like we're going to play poker? What are you doing? Oh, no. He lays out, the first guy lays out 6 cards and says, you have to match them. And I'm like, really? We're playing a match game? Slowly it goes up. It builds up to like 18 cards or something, and it's just eh. So, and one time I just got kind of sick of it because only one person can control during the card parts, you know?
Yeah.
So eventually, I just kind of jumped out of the game, which is a beautiful thing about Skylanders is you can drop in, drop out extremely easily. They did that very well. So I dropped out, let her do it, and I went and went to the bathroom, and I just left the door open. And I would listen, so she'd click on the first card, and it always says the card's really funny. That was our favorite part. So Schooner and Swords! And you're like, all right. And I would hear him announcing, and I knew the pattern she was just going straight across. So whenever she would click one that I remembered, I would say, okay, that's the top row, second from the left. And just yell it out from the toilet, and it was kind of fun. So
that's awesome.
So that worked surprisingly well. So we played a little Skylanders. That was fun. I also played Kirby's Mass Attack. on the DS.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. Now, what is it, I guess?
It's a little different take on Kirby. It's on the DS again, and it's stylus-based. Mm-hmm. And the general story, I mean, because Kirby has such intricate storytelling. It's this little pretty evil-looking dude came down and smashed Kirby into 10 little Kirbys. And then Kirby's heroic soul or something is a star. And it's like, here, follow me, Kirby. And Kirby tries to get it, but he can't.
So the
gameplay is you start with one little Kirby, and you have your stylus, and when you put it down, it makes the star. And he follows the star. He goes running towards the stars.
Okay.
So you kind of control him through point and click. If you click on a baddie, he'll jump on and just start wailing the crap out of him. And they might shake him off, and you just have him jump back on and pile drive this guy. And when you eat enough fruit, then another Kirby appears. So now you have two little Kirbys running around that can pummel things faster or grab two different things.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of little Pikmin kind of a thing.
Yes, it's almost like a 2D Pikmin. And so you'll have big, like a root for a flower above you. That one Kirby, he'll jump on it and kind of struggle and then fall off. But if you have like seven Kirbys on it, it'll pull it down. So you need to go around and collect Kirbys. And you can flick them with your little stylus to throw them. So you can throw them all.
Awesome.
It's a really... I honestly hadn't thought about that. I'm surprised. Yeah, it's like a 2D Pikmin, and it's really cute. I mean, it's fun. It's a good one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I played a little bit of that. I didn't play much, but that's a good one. It's not bad at all. So.
That's pretty cool. All right.
I finally got to the dismay of Amy a little bit, because she doesn't like these kind of games. But my buddies all wanted to play it online, so we got Battlefield 3.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah, well, normally I'm a PC gamer, but I got it for the 360 because that's where all my friends that play it.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Ironically, I have yet to play it with any of my friends, but we just miss each other. You know, sometimes I'm getting off and going to bed and they're on there playing and they go, oh, come on. But
I gotcha.
It's not bad. It's not my favorite game, though. I think I got a little, I've mentioned this before, I got a little burnt out on modern shooters. More, and this is going to sound almost like follow the crowd hatred, but more the Modern Warfare series, because it tries to be a combination between Twitch shooters and the modern tactical military shooters, which I don't know. I don't like that. My favorite quote-unquote realistic shooting game, you know, the modern military kind of stuff, is Rainbow Six Rogue Spear.
That, absolutely.
To me, is the quintessential one. The planning map, having your squads move in, everyone has to work together or you'll just get mowed down. That is awesome. I love that.
Mm-hmm. The one shot and you're dead kind of a mentality, you know? It's very, you're as strong as the people you're fighting.
Oh, yeah, and you need to be careful because they're not all complete idiots.
Mm-hmm. And so, there's 30 of them kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You're outnumbered. So it's all based on serious tactics and logic and clearing rooms and then slowly, methodically moving through a building. That's awesome.
Yeah.
SWAT 4 did it pretty well. Rainbow Six 3 did it okay, but it's the same thing as, you know, like Heroes of Might and Magic 5 from 3. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Never liked Rainbow Six 3 very much. And there's nothing I can put my finger on. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
I gotcha.
But, so Battlefield is a little more, I want to say it has the ability to be more tactical. It has the aspiration, surely, to be more tactical than Modern Warfare. It's just not, because I play it online and no one cares. So my last game, I actually played it before we started recording, and I just got in one quick game, and we were losing terribly, because I jumped in halfway through, not like saved us, but we were just getting crushed, and I was able to there were four control points on the map, and if you stand on it, it'll slowly lower their flag, and then no one gets points, and then slowly raise your flag, and I was able to uncap and then cap 4 points without firing a single shot or being shot at. Like, it's just no one knows what they're doing. There's no coordination. No one cares. It's frustrating. I can't wait to hop in with people I know and work together, you know, and no one uses voice chat. That's the one thing that blows me away with Xbox Live is no one talks on PS3 on the PlayStation Network because no one has a mic. That's why the Xbox comes with a mic, you know, and then you get team-based games and no one talks. You're playing Left 4 Dead online and no one talks. Like, what is wrong with you people? So, yeah. So, and then of course the really popular games with all the 13-year-olds, they all screech and scream and yell.
They talk all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems like people only want to talk when it's not beneficial.
So, yes, I gotcha.
Yeah. So that kind of. So we ran through mine pretty quick. We got Binding of Isaac, Dead Space 2, Skylanders, Battlefield 3, Kirby Mass Attack. And then, of course, Tribes Ascend.
I was waiting for that one. Oh, I knew it was coming.
This game so got me by my, like, my soul. It has hooks in my rib cage and stuck them on the back of a semi and drove over a cliff. Like, I am fully in on this. I love this game. This is my game right now. And I've watched videos. For 10 minutes today after work, just to be like, oh man, I need some Tribes in my life, but I don't have time to play a game.
Yeah.
So I went on looking for a quick recap of a game that some high level players played or something. I don't know what I was looking for. And I found a guy's stream. He was streaming him playing the game. So I literally sat for 5 to 10 minutes and watched a guy play a game.
Yep.
But the weird thing is I learned so much because he plays a Pathfinder like I do.
Uh-huh.
So I watched some of his routes and I went, holy crap, I didn't know you could do that. And they did some cool bouncing off the geometry in the world. And I went, oh, now I need to try that. And I seriously think those 5 to 10 minutes made me a better player. Like, I kind of went, holy crap.
Yep.
Yeah, I've watched five or six more games now. I'm stuck in this game.
Makes me laugh because even everything you're saying is, you know, I can translate to what I've done with League of Legends, you know, just watching streamers and being like, oh, you know, and you're learning stuff and it's almost pathetic but awesome at the same time, you know, you do learn a lot. There's a lot to be gained from it. It's really, really cool.
Well, see, and I don't think it's really pathetic because my take on it is when I was 10 or 11, we used to have friends over and we would play video games. We'd sit next to each other on the couch. We'd play video games and chat. Like, you know, video games were a bonding experience. It was really fun.
Absolutely.
Well, sometimes there was a really cool single player game out. And so you would pass the controller around and just one person would play and everyone else would watch. And everyone was okay with that. Like, that's all right. That's okay to do. But that it's kind of like having that because there was a little chat window next to his screen and he was, you know, next to where he was streaming. And so people were chatting and chilling out. And a lot of them were apparently high level players. I don't know names very well yet, but they were talking about, and he was mic'd, the streamer. So the guy would chat a couple of questions, you know, hey, do you guys want to do a scrim in a couple of days? We're trying to get my team together. And he would talk to them like, yeah, sure, man, that sounds awesome, as he caps the flag and stuff. And it was just a little, everyone's sitting around, you know, Johnny is playing the game right now, but we're all talking, we're all, you know, watching him. I learned a couple of things. So it's like having your best friend growing up was a really, really, really good player for a game you love.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So I'm stuck in this game. And my entire weekend is blown now. I had all these plans to do cool stuff, but Tribes just put out another big patch. Well, the biggest change is now it is true open beta. You don't even need to like their Facebook page anymore. You don't need to code. You just need to download the freaking game.
That's awesome.
So everyone listening, just download the game. Yes. That's it. Just let me get that out of the way. Everybody, download this game. Okay. Sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, I was wondering when they would go into beta because they have a lot done. You know, like it's a good, solid game. I was still wondering why they were doing closed beta at that point, you know?
Yeah, they're still doing a lot of balancing. They're making sure a couple of things are tweaked a little bit. They have the... And it's really refreshing because even in beta, they have a pretty decent spectator mode. They have a fairly strong competitive scene already, and they're really fostering that. Like, that is their goal, is to have a good competitive scene. Well, yeah. Then they have competitive players complaining about different things, and they're not, you know, they don't want to remove them because a lot of pub players really like it, and it's a really popular thing. But, you know, so it's really a balancing act right now. But not only that, they added a new game mode, which is called Arena. It's basically 5v5 deathmatch. And they built two specific matches for it. And maps.
Yeah, as I figured.
They also made the biggest map to date. It's like this big fire lava place for teams in these huge gothic spires on either side. It's amazing looking. So, yeah, I haven't played that one yet, but I'm kind of pumped for it.
That sounds sweet, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm totally... guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to rant about this game for probably the next couple of months because this is my game. This is amazing. So, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, but that's it
freaking
for me.
Awesome.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on Tribes.
Right on, right on. That's actually kind of how my weeks have been going. All right. I've been really busy, had a lot to do, you know, so I haven't played a whole ton.
Sure.
But we got the old... I think Bray was digging around through the games. He pulled out StarCraft
A
week or so ago, right?
Good choice.
So, of course, all of us get StarCraft, and we have StarCraft on three computers now, and me, Cam, and Bray play LAN and just dominate whenever, you know, whenever we have some spare time. We're all sitting around or, you know, in the evening. And it's been pretty awesome. We've got to the point where we can win 3-on-4s, you know, versus the computers.
Good.
But they're kind of hard.
Yeah.
but no, so we've played actually a lot of that. Me and Cam have Brood Wars on our computers, so we've been playing Brood Wars. It's really fun games, dude. Like,
oh, you guys need to touch base with me. I need to play that with you.
I
love StarCraft. That's a good one.
It's so fun. But yeah, so that's what we've been doing mostly, is just us playing StarCraft whenever we have a second. You know, we're like, oh, well, let's play a game, you know, and so we all get and play that. You forget how good it is, dude. Like, I even got Cam playing StarCraft 2.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, he says it's cool, but I don't know. He just kind of likes StarCraft better, you know?
Well, it's a little more familiar, and B, and this is going to be weird, it's a little easier on the eyes.
Yes.
I know the graphics are a little too pixelated nowadays. It's 2D. I get that, but it doesn't overload your brain so much.
Yeah, that's actually the biggest thing he's talked about is everything looks the same, or yeah, I can't tell what anything is, you know, and stuff like that. And it's true, like, you have to play a lot of games and get pretty far in the campaign before you figure out, oh, okay, I see what this is and that, and, you know.
Pick up the finer details.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's been really cool. That's been most of what we played earlier in the week. Cam was playing Fallout, the original.
Oh, good choice.
So, of course, you know, I had to install Fallout and play it as well. I went through and I don't know. Like, it's really, really good. But there's a couple things that are just ridiculous. Like, I didn't remember how early in the game you had to fight Deathclaws in that one.
Yep.
And they just dominate you and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, oh. Anyways, and so after playing Fallout for a while, I was like, well, I'm just going to go on to Fallout 2, you know, because I love that game too. And so installed that one and tried to play through hand-to-hand, doing all unarmed.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Okay.
Really difficult.
Yes, it is.
It's really fun, though. I kind of cheated. You know, you run, you follow the coast all the way down.
Yep.
You know, I didn't go to Navarra, the outpost. I actually went straight to Chinatown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I did the ninja training, the dragon versus Tang Feng or whatever.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went in there and tried to do that, and the guy just kicked the crap out of me like I didn't stand a chance. So I was thinking, oh, well, you know, better do something else. But it's hard to level up because you can't fight anything because you're so weak. But you can't, you know, you're not good at stealing anything. You're not really good at talking to people. Like, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So I've been fumbling through that a little bit, trying to figure all that out.
That's cool.
Other than that, though, I think that's really about it. Like, I watched Cam play BioShock, but
Oh, yeah, he finally found that game. Man, what is wrong with that kid?
Well, I mean, I haven't played it either, so it's been really cool to watch and, you know, I guess see what all the hubbub was about when it came out.
Wait, you haven't played BioShock?
Nope.
Have you played BioShock 2?
No.
Oh, lordy. Son, you and I gotta have a talk. Because that, okay. All right. So are you playing through it?
No, I'm waiting until Cam is finished, and then I'll just take it and go through it. But I'm trying not to see how everything works out, you know, but at the same time trying to learn a bit of the game before I go into it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, but it looks really cool.
You can set up trip wires and then piss off a giant beast of an old school nautical sailor or a diver who has a drill for a hand. You shoot him with an electrical shelled shotgun so that he stutters and stammers and gets electrocuted. And then you run backwards, crawl under your tripwires, and he explodes in a doorway. Then a little girl cries over his dying body, weeping for her big daddy. And then you can pick her up and steal her soul. Like, this game's awesome. It's amazing. That's a good
game. Oh, that's so messed up.
The one thing, I played most of the second one. I kind of stopped. In the first one, you're going to be disappointed with the end boss. Everyone is. It's just kind of anticlimactic.
Gotcha.
But the big twist in there. Do you know the big twist? Have you been spoiled?
No, I don't think so.
Good. You do not read anything on that game. Listen to people talk about that game except for me.
Okay.
That's a good one. And
all right.
Fairly often quoted. I'm surprised you didn't hear about that one, but that's good. So follow through the big twist near the end of the game. It's not really even near. It's a little after half or something like that, if I remember.
Okay.
It's a good one though. It's you go, oh man. So that's a good one. The other thing that's going to bug you is switching between your plasmids, which are like your powers.
Yeah, and your guns. And Cam was talking about that.
Yeah, the second one fixes that. You can dual wield a power and a gun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It misses a little bit of the spark of the first one.
Gotcha.
So, and it references overall, the first one a lot.
Which one should I play first? Just is first one good enough still to start with the first one?
Yes.
Or
yes, you should definitely start with the first one. It's a little ham-handed with its quote-unquote message, and you'll pick it up. It's about Andrew Ryan and his kind of political views and how the world works. Which is fairly interesting, but if you know anything about it, it's all fairly cliched. You already know, you know, it's not as deep as it thinks it is.
Gotcha.
And then the second one is like an actual continuation, and it is about another lady who talks about that guy. So you'll definitely want to get the backstory of the first game.
Okay.
But the second one, you get to play an old decommissioned prototype Big Daddy.
You get to be one?
Yep.
Awesome.
You're a prototype, so you're kind of a crappy version.
Yeah.
And you feel a little too weak for being a Big Daddy, but it's still pretty sweet. Like, it's a good
one. That's pretty sweet, yeah.
So, yeah. So do the first one first. That game's awesome.
Cool. And, yeah, that's... Sorry, go for
it. And why did you pick that one up? Is it cheap?
I'm not sure why Cam actually picked that one up.
All right.
I think he just wanted a game to play. He's moving soon. And so he, you know, saw it and said, oh, I've heard about BioShock. And so he got it. And I think that was all there was to it.
Good choice on
that. And I got the nodding of the head from him to confirm. So that's what it was.
Yeah, it's a good one. So, yeah, definitely play through that one. First one, then the second one. That's a beautiful game. Oh, one last bit of advice. And this is, I'm saying all this stuff too for listeners. If you guys haven't played BioShock yet, you should play it if you enjoy first-person shooters that try to do something. A lot of people say it's System Shock, except dumber, which I don't quite agree with. I think it's System Shock that they stripped out a lot of the BS. So it's a little more action-oriented, a lot prettier. The game is gorgeous. And it's pretty good. So if you did like System Shock, this is not as deep and not as RPG-ish. It's a little more shooter. But still good. It's a great game.
Yeah.
And the one last little tip. If you're playing through the first one, focus on one gun that you like and upgrade that. Don't waste upgrades on guns you don't really use or you just don't get, you know, like how to use them well, or you just don't enjoy them. Stick with one gun and just make it freaking awesome.
All right. That's sounds good.
All right.
Good to know. Yeah, good to know.
So,
and as for the little girls, should I eat them or save them?
There are three different endings. You get one for eating all the girls, you get one for saving all the girls, and you get one for kind of being half and half. If you kill them, you get their a little bit of their Eve, I think it's called. It's been a while since I played. You get a little bit of their upgrade juice.
Yeah.
To boost your psychokinetic powers.
Okay.
If you save a lot of them, once in a while they'll leave you a present. And I think over the course of the game, the presents are worth more than draining each girl.
Okay.
And then they leave you cute little chalk drawings of like smiley faces and hearts.
Aww. So,
yeah, it's adorable.
Adorable.
And honestly, just play through how you want, and at the end, go on YouTube and watch the other two endings. That's really all that changes.
Okay, gotcha. So, it's not some big gameplay split or anything?
No, it's just it's just an end video. That's it. And all of them are kind of ho-hum. So, all
right, I gotcha.
So choose what you want to do, but that's a good game. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good. I'm excited to play it, but... But, you know, gotta find the time. So it'll be good. I'm excited. All right,
we'll stick with it.
Yeah, other than that, I think that's everything I played, actually.
All right. No, fair enough. Next week, I'm going to be, or next episode, I'm going to be talking a lot about Tribes of Sand again. So don't you worry. I'm going to be the stagnant one.
Well, you'll be talking with Cam, so.
Well, hopefully. That's true. Has he played it yet? Has he played Tribes of Sand at all?
No. I told him, yeah, you can have my beta key, and he sounded interested, but apparently he doesn't need one anymore, so I'll have to get him to play at least once or twice before 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's... I am going to drown that kid in Tribes. Man. Like an unwanted cat. So. But, there was something else I wanted to mention. It escapes me. But... So yeah, Tribes of Sand, I'm going to be talking about a lot, so don't sweat it.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, well, you go have fun with your ballet or whatever it is you do.
Oh, I will, dude. It'll be a blast. No,
that'll be good. You get to dance with cute girls. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Right?
That was
always the defense in high school. I mean, you know, football is for real men, and I have nothing against football, but whenever somebody says that, you got to fight back a little, and you say, all right, roll around in the grass and grab hot, sweaty men. Or
and then shower with them.
Close to your chest. Yep, right?
Yep.
Right, so.
Well, I hear it. That's club. You get to sit back with all the cute girls who are a little crazy. That's always a good time. You get to sit behind backstage and change with them instead of showering with 50 dudes.
Right?
Yeah. I actually took, this is a big admission, Mr. Internet, that I took an interior design course in high school.
Yeah.
Do I care about interior design? Not.
I'm sure you didn't.
No, not the slightest ever. No. Now I know about different columns. I know about walkways. I know how to structure different things, what color palettes go together. I know all that crap, but it was a class of 28, and I was the only dude. So.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Yeah, it's not bad.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, so good on you. Have fun with that.
Yeah, runs in the family. Good ideas.
Yeah, something like that.
So. No, you enjoy a pineapple smashing madness or whatever it is.
Yeah, so speaking of which, next week it's going to be me and Cameron, who you guys haven't heard before. It's me and Cam going to play Pineapple Smash Crew. It honestly looks like a Smash TV-style top-down just crazy shooter game with little wedges of cute pineapple inside of Space Marine armor. So... Pineapple and Space Marines. I mean, that's awesome.
What more could you want?
Exactly. So we're going to play the crap out of that. It's $10 on Steam if you want to play along or wait for our review and then hear that. Otherwise, you can go see us at superbudgetbrothers.com. You can email us at fans@superbudgetbrothers.com. And then on Twitter, we are at SupBudBros. That's SupBudBros. And for Twitter and email, you don't have to ask like a weird, relevant question. You don't have to, have anything really pertinent to say. Just talk to us. That's fine.
Yeah.
You have a comment about the show, let us know. You have a question for us personally, let us know. You have a question about the show, you have a recommendation for games, any of that. let us know, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I will leave you to your dancing. I'd like to thank Musim really quick.
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, he's our intro music, which we also reused for the break because we're lazy. But you can find his stuff at listentomusim, that's M-U-S-I-M as in mother, .com. And you can buy his stuff at musim.bandcamp.com. Guy's awesome. Get his stuff.
So, absolutely. Just support him as much as you can. Like, he's a great guy. Helped us out. So
yes, good man.
On him.
And he has wicked facial hair. So, all right. So we will see you guys in a couple of weeks here with Pineapple Smash.